Off the ball. This is News Talk.
Welcome back to Tuesday's Off the Ball. Just about to get underway at Old Trafford between Manchester United and Sevilla. But day one of Cheltenham has come to an end. A treble for Willie Mullins, but Nicky Henderson, Bouvard de Aire, the big winner, retaining the champion hurdle crown. John Duggan is on the line from Cheltenham. Evening, John.
Nathan and Dan, how are we doing?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good. Flying.
Good. Bouvard de Aire and Barry Geraghty, I see it being described as one of the great Cheltenham rides.
I don't know about that.
But that's what Tom Scudamore says.
He knows more than me. I'm not so sure about that either now. Do you skeptical about that, John?
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. It was a very arduous race because the ground is heavy here and has never been as heavy since 1982 on an opening day. So it was a war of attrition. And the difference between Cheltenham and other courses is that at Cheltenham, they got at a serious pace. And Barry said, down the hill, they were going as fast as they could in this ground. So Bouvard de Aire was always comfortable. But there was another horse, that Mellon, Willie Mullins, who'd been backed from 14s into 7s. Which was a massive gamble on Mellon. And the gamble was obviously justified. The confidence was justified in the way he stuck to the task and really challenged Bouvard de Aire. And Barry really didn't use the whip until probably the last couple of hundred yards. And but I think it was a kind of a cozy win, but just about, probably too close to comfort for me. And he won by a neck.
Jockey Tom Scudamore told BBC Five Live that was a great ride from Barry Geraghty. Would have been very easy for Barry to allow Bouvard de Aire to jump the last and push too hard, but he didn't, and he's earned his keep. It was one of the best rides I've ever seen.
Now he's jockey, and I don't think the three of us are jockeys. But I've been watching racing for over 20 years, and I probably saw better rides from Ruby Walsh today than I saw from Barry on that. But Barry won the race, and that's all that matters.
I mean, Bouvard de Aire, John, he's a dual champion, and generally horses that do that get put in the bracket of the greats. But I'm not getting that vibe off the coverage of the horse's win. I mean, is he been underrated, or has he just come along in a good time when the division maybe isn't that strong?
I would say it's probably the latter, Daniel. I would say the division isn't that strong at the moment. I mean, Bouvard de Aire, I remember, was originally going to be a chaser, and they kind of rerouted him to hurdles. I mean, the last horse to win two in a row was Hard Uses in 2005, and I remember that was probably one of the best champion hurdles I ever saw. You had Brave Inca, you had Max Joy, Brave Inca coming back and winning the following year. You had Accordion Etoile, you had Essex, a good handicap hurdle winner. And I just think this is a time when Faheen, obviously, we saw today, is light of other days. He's 10 years of age now. Mellon, second in the Supreme. Mick Jazz was third. I know Mick Jazz was one over in the last few months at Leopardstown, but I don't think it's a vintage time. And I think we look at it, I think with all these things, we go through certain waves and phases. We had the Istorbrack time, and we had the Hardy Eustace and Brave Inca time. And I don't think in the terms of the annals of the ratings that Bouvard de Aire, as well as he's done, he reminds me of See You Then, a horse who won three in the 1980s for Nicky Henderson, same trainer, in that kind of bracket, workmanlike, gets the job done, but not in the vintage era.
All in all, for the bookmakers, Bouvard de Aire and Footpad were the favourites to win. They probably made some back in Apple's Jade.
They did, but the longest price winner, Nathan, today was 9-1, which is unusual in this type of ground. I was expecting some shocks out of the heavy ground, but Apple's Jade was disappointing. Maybe the fact that she hasn't run for a while was a negative for her, but she was a disappointment today, and maybe she ran a bit too free under Jack Kennedy. But Benny DeJeu, I mean, this horse hasn't. I don't think this horse has run over a hurdle since she was in France. And Ruby Walsh gave her an absolutely peach of a ride. And Ruby, he was off from November until last week with a broken leg. Footpad, you're all wondering halfway through the race, is Footpad, has he left himself too much to do? But the clock is in his head, and he picked up a Team Mouchoir and San Calvados in the Arco brilliantly and rode two winners. And then, but of course, we see the other side of Cheltenham, that he fell off he got a fall off the last horse, Live, Love, Laugh. So it can be a brutal game, but a great day for Willie Mullins. I think he had 7 out of 8 winners over the weekend at Ireland, Willie Mullins. And the horses are absolutely flying. You saw that with Mellon on the champion hurdle, but of course you saw it with Footpad, you saw it with Benny DeJeu, and you saw it with Raph Vinden winning the 4-miler with Patrick on board, his son. So Willie Mullins is flying at the moment.
It looked like a glorious spring day at Cheltenham when you're watching on the television. But when you're actually there... conditions wise so cold, but also the ground, is it running proper heavy, or is it a little bit more on the soft side?
It was proper heavy early on. It was changed to soft to heavy in places after the fifth race. the drainage here is extremely good. Now, the temperatures are not going to get to 17, 18 degrees as they sometimes do at Cheltenham, but they'll be 10, 11 degrees. I think it's going to rain heavily tomorrow night, but tomorrow will be a dry day. Wednesday will be a dry day. Thursday, I expect the rain will get into the ground again. So I'd expect it to be very much on the soft side for the rest of the week. But yeah, it was like the Somerville boy won the first race. Like, he made two awful mistakes in the race, but he still had that amazing stamina to get up that hill and win. So it was one of those days where you really needed a lot of resolution to get up the hill. But I think it's different. It's exciting. We've had a lot of good grand festivals, and it's exciting to see something different. And I think there's not that many excuses you can look from today's racing, to be honest. Great story as well with Lizzie Kelly, only the first professional jockey to win a race as a female at Cheltenham, only the 12th in history on Kustar Sivila. You'd Mr. Whitaker, owned by, trained by Mick Channon, the former Southampton footballer, for Tim Radford, who I think sponsors the Gold Cup here. And he won the last race. And what else was it? Yeah, there were the six or seven winners today. So, yeah, I think it was a fair day. And I think Ireland did well today. Gordon Elliott probably a little bit disappointed with Apples Jade, the plotting shed, ran no sort of race in the last. Gordon had Mengli Khan ran well, I thought, in the first race. So obviously the big thing with him is Sam Crowe tomorrow and the Irish banker of the meeting. And will he do it?
Yeah, I mean, we could have the best ground of the week then potentially tomorrow, John. And for what possibly is some of the best racing, I think, of the week is tomorrow as well.
Yeah, well, Sam Crowe is just absolutely fascinating. And this horse has looked like one of the best novices we've seen. I don't know, probably since the Moscow Flyer Aristocrat days, possibly. He's been imperious in all of his races. And I think he's a Gold Cup horse in the making. And generally, this is the race that the Gold Cup horse is like running. So the 2.5 milers. So I think that we're really going to see if he's the real deal tomorrow. But next destination, the horse in opposition, Derek O'Connor. I was at a preview this morning and I said, give me one horse out of the point-to-point field that you like this week, and he's just said next destination. The horse ran well in the bumper last year. He'll get the trip, and I definitely think he's definitely going to reach the frame, but I don't think he's going to beat Sam Crowe. And of course, then we've got the Champion Chase, which is just such a mystery. I mean, the mystery of Faheen was solved today, but the mystery of Duvan and Min against Altior, who was lame yesterday morning and now is fine, and Duvan is coming back after a year off, and he's had injuries, and Willie Mullins, I met him after the Benny DeJoux victory, and I said, what's the story here with Duvan? How's his well-being? And he said, well, Ruby's happy to ride him, so you can read into that what you will, ahead of Min. And I think that if there's one horse going to beat Altior, it's not Min, it's Duvan. So I just think this is going to be like, it's, I don't know, is it the Wizard of Oz when you're pulling back the curtain and there's nothing there, or is it actually going to be something sublime? And Altior, of course, has had his wind issues, and yeah. We don't know, you know, about him. And then there's a bumper, which is a classic race on all the talking horses over the winter and the final race on the Wednesday. Woody's got a few of them, Black Bow, Carefully Selected, Tornado Flyer. You've got Gordon Elliott with a horse in the bumper. Gigginson never have horses in the bumper, Felix de Gilles. You've AC Milan, a horse of Anthony Honeyballs. That's a four-year-old that's really well-rated as well, and a lot of money for this evening. So fascinating plots, and you got a couple of handicaps, the Carl Cup and Fred Winter. We're just getting, it's like Christmas Day all over again tomorrow.
Are you convinced at this stage, John, that Duvan and Min will both run? Is that the vibe this evening, that there's no doubt that we're going to wake up tomorrow morning and hear there's a change of plan for some reason?
From speaking to Willie, I mean, he's either a very good poker player if from speaking to him or about an hour or two ago, and for all intents and purposes, they're both going to run. It is unusual in a championship race, but I couldn't really see. You can't see Duvan in a Ryanair chase. It would just be ridiculous. It would just make the whole mockery of the whole thing.
Is this potentially the race of the week if Altior and Duvan turn up and are somewhere close to 100%?
Yeah, I mean, the Gold Cup is always the blue ribbon. It's the race at the festival. But in terms of, this could be, if they both turn up and they're both coming down the hill together, this will be just, it's hard to imagine. You know, it's hard to imagine what it'd be like. It'd be like back to the Moscow Flyers Ertiop days. Yeah. Although they never really had it at Cheltenham. They never really had it, at Cheltenham. They had a Sandown, but not at Cheltenham.
Yeah, just the one point, though, you mentioned about Ruby as chosen Duvan, but I guess there was maybe some of that language, John, about Ruby being on Faheen. And he could never desert Faheen. And I wonder, could he ever desert Duvan? And is Min out of this equation completely when he's had the trouble-free prep, I guess, by comparison?
I think that's a fair point, Dan. And I think that we saw the last day at Leopardstown that Min, off a strong pace, ran very well and won very well. Whereas at Christmas, there was no pace in the race. Okay, he's got, I think, 7 lengths to find on Altior based on the Supreme Novice's form from a couple of years ago. But I get what you're saying. I think I'd always rather side with a horse that has had a straightforward run towards something rather than a horse that coming back from injuries. And I think that's what, you know, I would not put people off backing Min, but in terms of ability, I mean, in terms of ability, if Duvan retains his ability, which is the great imponderable here, then he's the one who can put it up to Altior. Because I actually think, you know, if you're going to compare Altior and Duvan on their best ever form, Duvan was the best horse in training. He was hammering sizing John every single week as a 2 miler, both over hurdles and over fences. So I think Duvan, if he retains the ability, should win tomorrow, but it's very hard to do that after a year out.
I know you like to save your tips till you wake up in the morning and have a look at the ground and see how the day is shaping up, but is there anything that you're sort of looking at the night before that's standing out?
I think Sam Crow, without giving too much away, I think Sam Crow, because why don't we keep the mystery? I think Sam Crow, I wouldn't be backing him at odds on, but I wouldn't be opposing him either. I wouldn't be laying him either. The RSA Chase, there's a huge amount of confidence behind Mon Lee. There's a huge amount of confidence behind Presenting Percy, which is interesting. I think the race that Mon Lee won at Leopardstown was a good race, invitation only, an album photo. I think that was a good race, a good trial at the Dublin Racing Festival. The Carl Cup, I haven't gone through that yet, but you got a lot of plot horses in that. Max Dynamite is very interesting. He ran in a Melbourne Cup. I think in this ground, in the Carl Cup, you need to be looking towards the bottom of the weights. Then you've got the Champion Chase, which we've spoken about. You have the Fred Winter, there's a horse of Brian Ellison's, the King of May, that I think Brian Ellison has never had a Cheltenham winner, and he's had a third place last year in Nietzsche. And Brian Ellison is a trainer that has targeted this race for a long period of time. So I'll be looking into the King of May's form later on this evening, because I think this is a race that Brian Ellison's been targeting. Paul Nicholls has done well in this race. And it can throw up some surprises. The bumper, I think it is interesting that Felix Desjee is running for Gordon Elliott in the bumper. He hasn't run for a while. He's got soft ground form. It is interesting that he's running.
Yeah.
I didn't really see much out of Willie's, but generally with Willie's, I've often found in the past that Willie generally, if he's going to win the bumper, he has won. He's got four or five here. Although I do think the Black Bow Rhinestone trial at Leopardstown was a very good race, and they slammed a lot of good horses by quite a lot of lengths, you know.
All right, we'll get your tips in the morning. You had a very successful day one.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it goes your way. And we had three winners. We'd Somerville Boy, we'd Footpad, who was the banker, and we'd Rathvinden. So if we can just manage to get into profit by the end of the week, we'll be doing okay. But yeah, I'm not persona non grata yet.
All right.
Not that ever will be. With you guys,
all right, yeah. Good stuff, John. We shall talk to you again on OTBAM tomorrow morning. And don't forget, every lunchtime around about 12:30, 12 o'clock this week, we're bringing you a special online show looking ahead to Cheltenham as well. So check out all that. Coming up in a quarter of an hour gone at Old Trafford, Manchester United 0, Sevilla 0. Sevilla have had the best chance so far, a header that was just over the top of the crossbar. We run you down through all that. And we'll talk to the great Willie John McBride next.
Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.